Two former World Wrestling Entertainment performers from Pennsylvania are suing the WWE over brain injuries. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports on the latest sports concussion lawsuit to reach federal court.
Oh, look at this. Blocked it. Nito blocked it again. Nice suplex by Nito.
Back in the mid-90s and 2000s, Vito Legrasso was a force in the ring. Today, the Coatesville resident suffers headaches, memory loss, and depression. Along with fellow wrestler Evan Singleton of Lancaster, he's filed a lawsuit against the WWE. Their lawyer, Harris Pogost, says the company misled its performers about the risk of brain injury in the pursuit of profits.
Somebody gets hit in the head and they get knocked out. They claim they're woozy and the crowd goes crazy.
Unlike other sports where concussions or subconcussive injuries are accidental, Pogost says they're scripted in pro wrestling.
The individuals in charge of the WWE know before going into the match that these individuals are going to suffer blows to the head and encourage many of these wrestlers to what they call turn up the heat and make these matches as violent as possible.
Among other claims, Pogost says WWE doctors purposely failed to diagnose concussions. Attorney Jerry McDevitt, representing the WWE, says there has been no attempt to keep information about concussions from its wrestlers. He says the company has been proactive as newer medical evidence has emerged about traumatic brain injury.
We have brought in some of the best doctors in the world to be ringside physicians. We do impact testing for concussion management at the time the events occur.
The lawsuit was filed in Philadelphia in the same federal court where a judge has given preliminary approval of the NFL settlement over concussions, expected to be more than $1 billion. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.